Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, May 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc., WiveFM 2025 Q1. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc., reporting revenue, Adjusted EBITDA and Adjusted EPS of $23.5 million, $14.4 million, and $1.9 million, respectively, for 2025 Q1. Despite some challenges, SRFM remained within revenue and EBITDA guidance, focusing on charter profitability. Moving into the optimization phase, strategic cost optimizations are expected to improve profitability, with significant growth anticipated in the latter half of FY25. The interline agreement with Japan Airline and the launch of the new jet card highlight SRFM's commitment to enhancing end-user experience. Advancements in air mobility, software development, and electrification demonstrate SRFM's innovative approach to regional air travel. Management remains confident in reaching targeted revenue of $100 million and positive EBITDA by year-end, with 2Q25 revenue guidance ranging from $23.5 million to $26.5
million. Investor News Breaks Data Vault AI Inc. DVLT reaffirms $50 million 2026 revenue target ahead of CSI acquisition close. Data Vault AI Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol DVLT, recently filed its Q1 2025 results and confirmed its revenue target of $40 million to $50 million for 2026. The company anticipates generating $12 million to $15 million in revenue in the second half of 2025. Data Vault AI is set to finalize its acquisition of CompuSystems Inc. the week of May 19th. Strategic achievements include partnerships with IBM's Partner Plus, licensing ADO ultrasonic advertising tech to NYAX, and launching a secure tokenized data vending platform with Cove.io. The company also progressed its Verify Use strategy through a partnership with the NFL Alumni Association. Will Trump's executive order on drug prices yield the desired results? President Trump recently signed an order aimed at reducing the high cost of prescription drugs in the U.S., but it remains uncertain how the price reduction will be achieved and its long-term impact. Medical Advantage plan providers like Astiva Health may offer insights on the practicality of these changes.
Investor News Breaks, Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ REA, applauds imminent Eagle Football IPO, sees boost for multi-club investment visibility. Brera Holdings PLC, listed on NASDAQ as BREA, applauds the imminent Eagle Football IPO as the $2 billion multi-club ownership group prepares to file. Eagle Football's portfolio includes stakes in Crystal Palace, Lion, Botafogo, and Molenbeek. Brera's executive chairman, Dan McClory, supports this move, seeing it as a way to raise investor awareness of the MCO model and sports as an asset class. Brera, known for its NASDAQ listing in 2023, continues to align with the sustainable football investment approach highlighted in the Wall Street Journal. For more information, visit Brera Holdings PLC's website at www.breraholdings.com.
Investor News Breaks, SKYX Platforms Corp., SKYX, reports record Q1 revenue and expands plug-and-play footprint. SKYX Platforms Corp., traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol SKYX, announced record Q1 2025 revenue of $20.1 million, a 6% increase year over year. The company saw growth in smart and standard plug-and-play product sales, resulting in a gross profit of $5.7 million. SKYX also raised $4 million in new equity as part of a $15 million financing round led by the Shaner Group and company insiders. Strategic collaborations with Home Depot, Wayfair, Cavco Homes, and luxury developments are expanding market penetration. Management expects positive cash flow in 2025 as products reach 30,000 homes by the end of Q2 and scale across the U.S. and Canada. Investor News Breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp. Delivers free cash flow and $24.4 million Q1 profit, advances Oko West. G Mining Ventures Corp. announced a Q1 2025 profit of $24.4 million and generated $36.0 million in free cash flow with 35,578 ounces of gold production. The company remains on track to meet 2025 guidance with $149 million in cash and no incidents. GMN also advanced early works at Oko West, revealing a feasibility study with a $2.2 billion NPV at $2,500 gold. Proven and probable reserves increased to 6.7 million ounces, and the company gained inclusion in three major mining indices, enhancing institutional visibility. Biomed News Breaks. NextPlat Corp., NXPL, reports Q1 revenue of $14.5 million, expands airtime business despite healthcare headwinds. NextPlat Corp., listed on NASDAQ as NXPL, reported first quarter revenue of $14.5 million, a decrease from the previous year due to changes in pharmacy agreements and prescription volume. Despite this, the company saw a 51% increase in recurring airtime revenue and expanded its e-commerce reach. Operating expenses fell by 26%, leading to a net loss of $1.3 million. NextPlat remains focused on high-margin services and strategic healthcare growth, aiming to capitalize on technology and healthcare markets. To learn more about NextPlat Corp., visit their newsroom. For more updates on NXPL, visit the company's website.
DNB Group AI launches groundbreaking investment indicator to empower UK investors. DNB Group AI, a leader in AI-driven financial technology, has unveiled its exclusive AI investment indicator for UK investors. This innovative tool decodes complex market behavior using proprietary AI, providing clear signals for when to act, wait, or exit. In today's volatile financial landscape, this indicator offers both new and experienced investors the confidence to make informed decisions in real time. By simplifying the overwhelming amount of information and global events, the DNB Group AI Investment Indicator delivers real-time strategic direction based on deep market learning and predictive modeling. Designed specifically for UK investors, this tool eliminates noise and distractions, offering actionable guidance and real-time market intelligence to empower investors with confidence, not chaos.
Demand for drones shows no sign of slowing. Four UAV stocks to keep on your watch list. Drones are revolutionizing industries worldwide, driving investments in UAV stocks. Zenatech is expanding in Dubai with drone-powered cleaning services, targeting a $13.2 billion market. Egg Eagle Aerial Systems saw a 14.5% increase in gross profit and secured major product orders. Dragonfly reported a 16% revenue growth and received FAA waivers for advanced operations. Red Cat reaffirmed its FY 2025 guidance of $80 to $120 million and partnered with Palantir for autonomous drone operations. These companies are poised to capitalize on the growing demand for drones in various sectors, making them worth watching for investors seeking opportunities in the booming UAV market.
Unveiling the bold Wrist SX7 Swiss Automatic Watch White and Blue Edition. Wrist introduces the bold Wrist SX7 Swiss Automatic Watch White and Blue Edition, a striking blue timepiece with two interchangeable straps. Limited to only 40 numbered pieces, this self-winding marvel showcases a precise Swiss automatic movement visible through a sapphire crystal case back. The deep blue sunray dial, treated with Superluminova, offers exceptional legibility. The watch comes with a dual injection silicone strap in white and blue, symbolizing the meeting of sea and sky. Crafted from high-grade stainless steel, the 50mm case is robust and durable, with a water resistance of 100 meters. The Racer SX7 blends style and precision, making it a key accessory for fashion-conscious men. Each watch includes an additional interchangeable strap, providing versatility and style options. Learn more about Wrist's small series of designer watches at wrist.com.
Spring 2025 top-rated software. Online checkwriter.com, powered by Zill Money, ranks among best. Online checkwriter.com powered by Zill Money has been recognized as a Spring 2025 top-rated software by Top Business Software based on verified user feedback. This award highlights excellence in usability, reliability, customer satisfaction, and product innovation. With over 1 million users and managing $91 billion in transactions, OnlineCheckWriter.com, powered by Zill Money, is a trusted payment and finance platform. Users can send and receive payments through various methods like check printing, ACH, wire transfers, e-checks, and virtual cards. The platform offers robust security features and compliance with industry standards. CEO Sabir Nelli expressed pride in this achievement, emphasizing their commitment to making payments smarter and easier for businesses of all sizes.
Tech media breaks. Surge Paysing, NASDAQ's SURD, secures $7 million convertible note to fuel LinkUp mobile launch and wholesale expansion. SurgePays Inc. has secured a $7 million senior secured convertible note agreement with an institutional shareholder, providing $6 million in cash and involving a repurchase of 333,333 shares. The two-year note is convertible into common stock at $4 per share, with a prepayment option at a 2% premium. The funds will support the national launch of LinkUp Mobile and the growth of SurgePays MVNE wholesale platform. Management anticipates over $200 million in revenue and positive cash flow by 2025. SurgePays is a wireless and fintech company focused on delivering mobile connectivity and financial services to underserved communities, operating as an MVNO and MVNE. For more information, visit their website at surgepays.com. Tech Media Breaks. Favo Capital Inc., Favo, to present growth strategy at D. Borrell Capital Inaugural Global Conference. Favo Capital Inc., a provider of revenue-based funding solutions for SMBs, will be presenting its growth strategy at the D. Borrell Capital Inaugural Global Conference on May 14, 2025, in New York City. President Sean Quinn will showcase Favo's plans to institutional investors, emphasizing IPO readiness. CEO Vincent Napolitano views this event as crucial for expanding visibility and engaging potential investors before the planned uplisting. Favo Capital, headquartered in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, specializes in flexible funding solutions for small and medium-sized businesses, leveraging advanced underwriting models and a client-centric approach. For more information, visit www.favocapital.com. Biomed News Breaks. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., CNSP, prices $5 million public offering with institutional investor. CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., a biopharmaceutical company focused on brain and central nervous system cancers, has priced a public offering with a single institutional investor, raising $5 million in gross proceeds. The offering includes 3,952,570 shares of common stock at $1.265 per share and Series F warrants. AGP. Alliance Global Partners is the sole placement agent. Proceeds will be used for working capital and corporate purposes, with closing expected around May 14, 2025. CNS Pharmaceuticals is developing anti-cancer drug candidates, with lead candidate Berubicin in development for brain and CNS cancers. For more information, visit www.cnspharma.com. Investor News Breaks. SquyX Platforms Corp., NASDAQ SquyX, secures $4 million strategic investment as part of $15 million funding round. SquyX Platforms Corp., a smart home platform technology company with over 97 issued and pending patents, has secured a $4 million strategic investment through preferred stock priced at $2 per share. The investment is part of a $15 million funding round led by the Shaner Group, with additional participation from SquyX insiders. The funding will support general working capital and corporate initiatives as the company advances its home innovation platform and e-commerce portfolio. SquyX's mission is to make homes and buildings safe, advanced, and smart as the new standard, with a focus on high quality and ease of use. For more information, visit the company's website. Rotter Inc., doing business as Telvantis, announces completion of PCAOB audit for financial statements 2023 and 2024, confirms revenue target for the year 2025 in the range of $250 to $300 million. Rotter Inc., doing business as Telvantis, has announced the completion of its PCAOB audit for the financial statements of 2023 and 2024. The audit was conducted in accordance with PCAOB standards, showcasing the company's commitment to transparency. Despite facing challenges in 2024, Telvantis remains optimistic about its future, with confirmed revenue targets for 2025 in the range of $250 to $300 million. The company's executive team is confident in its long-term success and is already seeing the impact of restructuring efforts in the 2025 financial performance. Telvantis, a U.S.-based communications technology company, is focused on becoming a leader in the global enterprise communication space, with a strong presence in sectors like fintech, healthcare, and e-commerce. NatCom celebrates Haitian Flag Day and strengthens global Haitian connections via international top-up and remittance services. NatCom celebrates Haitian Flag Day by showcasing the Haitian flag in Times Square, New York, connecting with the Haitian community in the U.S. As Haiti's top telecom provider, NatCom expands international top-up and remittance services through NatCash Wallet. Haitians abroad can now easily top up mobile balances in Haiti through partners like Ding and Boss Revolution. NatCash also allows direct money transfers from the U.S. via CAM transfer, with over 3,000 agents nationwide for secure fund management. Key benefits include easy cash in out, bill payments, instant transfers, mobile top-ups, and personal finance management. Established in 2011, NatCom, a joint venture between Viettel Group and the Haitian government, is known for its reliable connectivity and customer-focused services, bridging communication and financial gaps in Haiti.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.